Hello.
Hi.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Someplace.
Are you drunk?
No.
You look sick. Freddy, you don't look healthy.
I don't look like that. It's not how I look.
You don't think you can?
Not how I look.
You can't take this life straight, can you? What do you want?
No. I had a dream. Where's Elizabeth?
DCF.
Really? What is that?
What did you expect would happen coming here?
I'd take pictures. If you knew.
We don't need pictures, Freddy. This is something you do for a billion years or not at all. This isn't fashion. This is pointless. He isn't interested in getting better.
Usually softened up. Free winds and no tyranny for you. Freddy. Sailor of the seas. You pay no rent. Free to go where you please. Then go. Go to that landless latitude. And good luck. For if you figure a way to live without serving a master, any master, and let the rest of us know, will you? For you'd be the first person in the history of the world. My dream. You said you figured out where we met. I went back, and I found it. I recalled you and I working together in Paris. We were members of the Pigeon Post during a 4.5 month siege of the city by Prussian forces. We worked and rigged balloons that delivered mail and secret messages across the communications blockade set up by the Prussians. We sent 65 unguided mail balloons and only two went missing. In the worst winter on record. If you leave here, I don't ever want to see you again. Or you can stay.
Maybe in the next life.
If we meet again in the next life, you will be my sworn enemy, and I will show you no mercy. I'd love to get you on a slow boat to China, all to myself, alone. Get you and keep you in my arms evermore. Leave all your lovers a weeping on a faraway shore, way out on the briny with the moon big and shiny, melting your heart of stone. I want to get you on a slow boat to China, all to myself, alone.
Forged out of the past and into the present, into the dream of the future.
Good morning, good evening, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages. Today is Friday, May 12th, 2023. I'm Luigi, with the Baker Branch of Pole News Network. What we're going to talk about today, first, we can talk about how do wages take pride in their shitty slave jobs. Then, it's over. And then, is Trump colluding with CNN? And then, how do you feel about the Blood King? And for the penultimate thread, HT successfully baited a she-boon. And for the finale, feral niggers are realizing it's over for them. Mexicans are coming to kick them out. That's the show. Also, try to remember to review Marvel Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 3 this time. We'll try and review that movie slop. Try to remember this time. First thread of the day, how do wages take pride in their shitty slave job? Picture is the movie theater popcorn guy.
Very good.
Listen to the guy watching the wage slavey. Very good, yes. Very good work for me, slave. Very good.
That's awesome.
That's one.
Very cool.
Very cool.
That's awesome.
Listen to the stupid bitch giggling. Stupid bitch giggle. God, I just want to
slap that bitch right in the face.
Thank you.
Peace, thank you, food porn. Blah, 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 blah. This American first poster says, that's not pride, Renan, that's desperation. That's all the effort he could put into preventing himself from blowing his own brains out on the job. I mean, it's, you guys don't understand the effort it takes daily to just not blow your fucking brains out by the monotony of the job, you know? The monotony of the simplistic job. This is him trying to keep entertained so he doesn't blow his fucking brains out. I know the feeling. I deal with it daily. This Polish nom says, let the fat man be happy with what he have in life. Okay, first off, that fat kid ain't happy. This fat kid ain't happy. Does this look like very happiness good to you? Does that look like a smile
that's awesome
to you?
That's
does that look like a smile? That is not a smile. That's not joy. That's not the emotion of joy, you fucking idiot. That's all that he can take to not blow his fucking brains out at this very moment. Every ounce of willpower he possesses. America says, make popcorn for a living. Be bored because it's making fucking popcorn. Start playing around with shit. Hey, I'm good at fucking around. That's pretty much, I mean, dude, you fucking fill up 100 containers of popcorn, which is like a day of work. That's like a day of fucking work. And you're already tired of doing it, man. Imagine doing that every day for a year straight, dude. You will, if you do not blow your brains out, holy fucking shit, you're a human god. You're a human god. You didn't blow your fucking brains out. What? How? How? This American says, because it's all they have. It's not as if that guy has intellect or fitness. Oh my god. Well, you're not wrong. You're not wrong. This Portugal Anon says, having pride in your job is a good trait. Complain about the niggers who do half-assed work. You think that's pride in his work? That's not pride. That's not pride at all. That's the opposite of pride. Who cares? The guy is doing his best not to blow his fucking brains out. That's daily. That's how it's not about taking pride, it's about surviving. That's the lesson, OP. Next thread. It's over. Elon Musk says, I'm excited to welcome Linda Yak as the new CEO of Twitter. Linda Yak will focus primarily on business operations while I focus on product design and new technology. Looking forward to working with Linda to transform this platform into X, the everything app. What do I think about this? Elon hired her. It's already done. She's hired. She's the new CEO, I guess, or something. I guess. She's a Jew. She works for the WEF. And she's pretty woke. I don't know. People say she's not woke. People trying to brush this under the carpet. I don't know what this is. Know that by doing this, Elon has got investors back on Twitter. Is that a good thing? Is that a bad thing? I don't know, but whatever it is, he got investors back into Twitter by doing this. Is it financially motivated? Probably has a bit to do with it. He just spent $40 billion. That's a lot of money. It's a lot of money. Okay. Needs to make some of that money back. Okay, needs to not run Twitter into the fucking ground. So he has to survive. And I think this is survival. That's what I think this is. All the advertisers left. He puts a Jew in charge. Oh, they come back. Wow. That's the game being played. We need to wait and see what happens. How much? I mean, she's CEO, so I'm going to assume she has a lot of power. But does she flex that power? Does Elon allow it? I don't know. Is Elon getting played? I don't know yet. We need to wait and see. But he definitely got the investors back with this play. There's that. So, this American says, he makes the Jews mad so we can give him this one. Heck, I wouldn't even mind if he gave some Mexicans top positions. I don't agree with that at all. This doesn't make Jews mad. This makes Jews happy. He put a Jew in charge of Twitter. I mean, if anything, the ADL is fucking ecstatic right now. They're fucking head over heels with joy and elation. Poll News Central says, handing Twitter over to Jews is surviving. Well, is ye surviving Ponu Central? Did ye survive? Answer me that question. Is ye surviving? Or did he lose 75% of his fucking wealth overnight? Rolling and Flying says, Elon has been about removing anonymity from the beginning. Dude, I disagree with that completely, dude. It's not about removing anonymity. It's about trying to preserve freedom of speech to the best of his ability while still giving into the fucking FBI and whatever they ask of him, because that's just required by law. Poll News Central says, got a fresh pussy, totally distracted. There might be truth to that. I think there might be a little truth to that. Ponu Central. I think Elon has a little bit of a blind spot with the whammon. I think he has a little bit of a blind spot with the whammon. Definitely. This guy says he owns all of us. It's over. New Twitter CEO just dropped as George Soros. Oh, man. Oh, ye's got... Ponu Central saying ye got fresh pussy. Totally distracted. Dude, I definitely think... I think... Did you ever get the feeling that that was like a CIA, that was some CIA planted pussy? Definitely. I mean, with all that Epstein shit, you know they have to do that kind of crap. Oh, here's a pussy. Here's a pussy. Get out of our way. Have some pussy, you weak man. That'll be part of the intro and exit of the show today. Males and females and their actual social dynamic. In humanity itself. Masters and those to be commanded. Lessons to be learned. Agent of social media chaos says, Elon is sticky with his dick again. He appointed her CEO because she was sleeping with him the same way he took Amber Turd's side. Dude, that's it. I believe that this is the way. I think it's naive to think Elon isn't fucking every fucking... To think that Elon isn't fucking every woman that breathes his direction is just silly, okay? Every woman is fawning over that man. He's the smartest man on the planet right now. Everyone knows it, despite whether you agree with it or not, okay? Like, even if a woman hated Elon Musk, okay? If she's brushed up against the smartest man on the planet, she's gonna get a little wet. That's just how it is, okay? You grab them by the pussy, they let you. Rolling and Flying says many countries are passing laws which would even stop people from watching Lou's broadcast. What, like Ireland, maybe? Ireland? Would that be one of them? Ireland, possibly? I guess it's illegal to watch Lou's show in Ireland now. Imagine that. Ireland, Canada. Why am I even advertising in Canada? Trump proven right again. How? Whatever you say. That whole I stand behind the fact, I think Elon was just being super autistic and said some words to Trump, and Trump misinterpreted them like Elon voted for him. That is the weirdest thing for them to be fighting over. Elon said he voted for Trump. I think Trump just misunderstood what Elon said. Elon was probably talking all sciencey and advanced and autistically, and Trump just misunderstood him. Yeah, this CEO thing is kind of weird, and I don't look at it in a positive light at all. We'll see what comes of it. Next thread. Picture is Owen Benjamin on Twitter. Trump did a deal with CNN to boost their ratings. They loaded the crowd with Trump supporters and let him do his Catskills comedy shtick. And they know how much the public likes when he humiliated an entitled woman, so they wheeled one out for him. To pretend Trump and CNN are in any way antagonistic to each other is to not see reality. You just watched a comedy show to boost Trump because they need him in the spotlight to push their agenda and get ratings. Trump as a comedian is solid. He'd be great on a cruise ship, but the fact people put their faith in these people or think they're opposing sides is why they don't do anything to actually improve their own lives. This guy is seething and coping. And see, you said I was coping about Trump? This dude's fucking this is cope. This is cope in its most natural form. I think there was a deal made. I think Trump got to pick the audience. And for some reason, CNN wasn't putting orange filters on his face, which was strange. So I don't know if that was in the contract, but it's weird. Yeah, there was definitely some sort of deal struck. But that was a trap. you view that as anything other than a trap, you're stupid. That was a trap. They had people waiting for him to ask weird questions. They tried to gotcha him multiple times. That was a trap. This American says there have been theories that Trump is just another actor working for the establishment. You could look at his 4 years and make that argument. I think the simplest explanation is they gave that young woman a chance to be their next star, and she failed miserably and made Trump look good. She didn't even do that bad. I mean, she did. The thing is, she did everything her kikish masters wanted from her. That's the thing. She did what they asked of her in every way they asked her to do it. It's just Trump is that much better. Trump is that much better and weaved around everything they told her to do effortlessly. So it's not like she wasn't doing what they told her to do exactly like they told her to do it. She wasn't stumbling over her words. She said exactly what she was supposed to say, exactly how she should say it, but it just wasn't good enough. It was a bad strategy. It was a team of people working against Trump and they failed. As for is Trump just another actor working for the establishment? If that was true, why is the entire establishment attacking him? Why does the GOP hate him? Why do the Democrats hate him? Why do most of Jews hate him? Everybody hates him. Everybody. Every media establishment, everybody hates the man. So all the people hating him are actually working with him? Okay. Like, I guess you could use CNN for that example, but that was a fucking trap, man. They tried to destroy him. This America says, is CNN's new president a Trump-liker? I feel like I've heard that somewhere. He's the reason Seltzer, Lemon, and that angry black chick were fired. No, dude, it's just CNN is ratings are so bad. It's getting beat by like reruns of Barney, dude. Reruns of Barney are beating CNN in ratings right now. And you're wondering why they're doing this, okay? I get the fucking meme of stonks only go up and companies just can't fucking fail. But I mean, in reality, if you're not doing good as a company, you fucking fail. That's capitalism. That's fucking capitalism. You get less views than Barney, and you don't get advertising revenue. That's just how it is. Views. Dude, I'm writing that book right now. I feel like I can get a chapter done every 3 days, probably. If I do that, I could probably finish it in 1 to 2 weeks if I try really hard. It's actually pretty good, I think. It's actually pretty good. Pretty fucking good book. I don't know, man. I'm gonna give it to all you guys for free if you even want to read it. But I'll try to sell it. I don't know. Maybe I'll put it on Amazon or something. I have no fucking clue. I'll try to submit it to publishers. I fucking have no idea how that works, but I'll figure it out. It's pretty good. I should probably give it to you guys first and you can tell me if it's shit. I don't think it is, though. It's pretty fucking good. The copiest cope to ever cope. Yeah, I sensed the cope and seethe in this as well. Much cope and seethe, whatever, next thread. We need to get to the Marvel Guardians of the Galaxy review, don't we? Next thread, how do you feel about the Blood King, aka the leader of the Blood Tribe? Wow, that's wonderful. Picture for ants, thank you. This guy just puts brackets glowing. They're glowing, the feds, they're glowing. This America says, such obvious false flaggers, it's embarrassing. Not saying everyone here are feds, but they're trying to make you look like skinheads. They're not on your side. What? Look, as long as they promote non-violence, peaceful protests, I'm completely on their side. Simple as. This American says, there's so many of these nationalist groups starting up, the feds aren't going to be able to keep up infiltrating them. I disagree with Paul calling everything a fed op. Well, dude, so does everybody, dude. The fed, I'll tell you, you know where that came from? That came from that picture of all those feds grouped around each other at the January 6th or whatever the fuck it was. They were all grouped together. They all had the shades. They all had the short fucking jean pants. They all had guns in their pockets. They were all obviously feds. Obviously feds. The fediest feds you could ever fed. We caught them. We caught them because it was so fucking blatantly obvious that it hurt inside. And we caught them. And we called them out. And we made the feds really fucking mad. So mad that they turned that into a psyop. They turned calling people feds into a psyop. Okay, you're a fed. You're a fed. Everyone's a fed. That's what they did. That's where that came from. The feds got mad at us and used it against us. And now everything is a fucking fed. Well, look, all you have to do, guys, this is a very simple test. Are they nonviolent? Are they promoting peace? Are they just talking about their ideas? If yes, then it's who cares if there's feds in there or not? You're not doing anything illegal. It doesn't matter if there's feds. because you're not doing anything illegal. Simple as. No violence. Only peace. We can win with words. We just need to expose the Jew and keep talking about the Jew and all the evil they do and all the bad things they bring to the world. This American says, I suppose it's effective in rooting out violent retards. Well, what are they doing that's violent? Screaming? That's not really violence. That's raising your voice. That's being heard. What are they doing that is violence? Are they attacking people? Are they hurting people? Huh?
A lot of people are like, well, why don't you do khakis? Or why don't you do black shirts? Like, okay, well, isn't that what everybody else is freaking doing? You know, and we decided to go with something just super unique, super loud and aggressive. You know, and it's got its, like, roots in Anglo uniforms, too, so there's...
So he wants their look to be aggressive on purpose. The dude that's leading this group wants them to look aggressive. Looking aggressive and being aggressive are two different things.
That, and the colors are all...
But the dude does sound a little dumb.
All original NS colors, you know, black, white, and red. So... It's a nice flavor, man. And here's the thing, dude. The more
peaceful protests are fine and do not glow.
Loud and sharp I can look, the more I make my enemies look bitter when they complain about me. And just like, so, you know, if I don't look real good and they take pictures and can talk random bullshit, it's an easier troll, right? But if I'm in, some nice clothes, looking sharp. Everybody's looking sharp and matching. All their left.
This is what they're afraid of. They're not afraid of Nazis being violent or starting a fucking revolution. They're afraid of Nazis being peaceful, Nazis protesting, and Nazis getting their message out to people. That's what they're fucking scared of. They're scared of normalization. That's what they're scared of. That's why they want to make everyone scared to join the groups or do anything. Like, everyone's glowing, everyone's a fed, be scared to do anything. That's the fucking game plan. That's the game plan. I mean, just ask yourself, is what I'm doing illegal? Is what I'm doing peaceful? You know, let those things guide you. The Swedish non says, I think their shirts are too big and they should have fitting shirts. At least they're visible. They should also make a unique flag with a color. That flag looks boring and dull with only black and white. Well, fucking you do something then, asshole. There's idea people and there's do people. Which are you? Are you an idea person or are you a do person? Because there's lots of fucking idea people and there's not a lot of do people. This American says, why aren't these faggots at the border stopping the invasion? Well, we're a little busy fighting the kike, which has already infiltrated us. Much worse. This American says, kike-controlled opposition? These optics literally scripted by the ADL? What kike optics? Protesting transgender drag parties is bad optics? Having a swastika is bad optics? God forbid we normalize it. Fuck off, kike. Like, what about it? You see how these people never give you specifics? They just give you vagities. Vagities. They never give you specifics or what is wrong or how it's wrong. They're just like, eh, it's wrong. This American says, I can appreciate the energy they have. At the protest that OP Pick is from, they literally made some of the counter-protesters cry, shake, and have panic attacks. That's beautiful. I do think the swastika and violent messaging is a little counterproductive for recruiting, but I can appreciate the value that those kinds of maximum impact tactics have in specific situations, such as when your only audience is people you want to traumatize. Overall, I like them, but would not personally adopt their messaging or tactics. No doubt there are some feds in the mix, but Hammer's legit. He's been around for a while. They make Patriot Front look like a lost Boy Scout troop that protest. That's great. That seems about accurate. Dan Plimick says, imagine knowing you're so despicable that your best defense is to call others what you actually are. Yeah, that's the feds, man. It's the fucking feds. They're evil. They're pure fucking evil. They're all pedophiles, man. They like children. They fuck children. That's what they do. It's a big pedophile cult. Yeah, I don't know. People calling everyone glowing. That's the psyop. Next thread. HT successfully baited a Shibun. Guys, we watched this live. I watched this live with you in one of the live shows. But here, we'll watch it a recap. It's gonna be great. HT's funny as fuck. Let's go. I said they should make a clip out of this moment, and they did. They did not disappoint.
Hi, oh my god, you are the gorgeousest black woman I've seen.
Oh my god, thank you!
Oh my goodness! What is the reaction for the people that you get that you meet on the site? What are they like?
Complete disgust.
Like, what do you hear? What do they say to you?
She is totally fooled by his gay act that is probably 41% legit. Yeah.
They don't see anything. I just see a bunch of uncensored penises.
Oh my god, are they huge like purple nigger dicks? Or are they like white, like pink penises?
You just said nigger and it totally went through her ear, one ear and out the other.
Are they huge or are they small? Well, you know me, I'm interested in it all, you know what I mean? Oh my god, has anyone ever called you a sheboon?
A she what?
A sheboon. You've never heard of a sheboon? It means like beautiful African queen. So it's like when white people see like a beautiful black lady like yourself, we say, oh my god, sheboon. Like it's like slay. So you try it, okay? Pretend I'm a beautiful black lady and I'm walking down the street. Say it.
Sheboon.
And then you gotta guess slay. Yeah, you did a really good job. You did a really good job tonight. I wanna offer you something. Here's a banana. Take that banana, Dashiki. Take that.
Wow, she was mad. Wow, she was fucking mad. That's hilarious. Take that banana, nigger. Oh, you got fooled. That was great. America says that dude is fake and gay. Eh, he's probably like, I don't know, 50% fake, sure. He's an actor. He acts. This Norwegian says, I love this dude. He's both a retard and a genius at the same time. We need this type of grug brain anti-Semitism. How can I donate money to them? Always give money to what you want to see more of. Hey, there you go. You get it. Entropy. That's how. Cash App, maybe. Watch his live show, he'll tell you. This Deus Voltanon says, not funny, comma, just cruel and retarded. If you're gonna be racist, be funny. Also, dressing like and acting like a fag isn't far removed from being one. This person's a Redditor. Using a meme flag and saying, not funny. This was the red flag right here. This, not funny. That's Reddit speak. This is a plebiter. This is a plebiter that partakes in a discord with trannies. That's what this is. Because he's been directed on not to Reddit space. Or maybe he just got lucky. Maybe he got lucky. Does he do more than one post? Nope. One post. Oof. This German says, I remember an authentic guy doing this years ago ended up in jail over something else. Crazy thought coming here. Meji was replaced by controlled opposition glow nigger to catch his audience. Just imagine. No. No. I definitely think Hands of Truth wanted some of Gypsy's audience, but I don't know. Gypsy... I don't know. We got Gypsy Crusader and the FBI.
Hello? Trying to speak to Paul Miller?
What is it?
Paul Miller.
He's not there today. He'll be there maybe tomorrow. What is the reference to?
I'm sorry.
Is that his mother that died? God, that'd be sad if it was.
Say it again?
What is the reference to, sir?
I'm his mom.
Oh my god, it is his mom. God, she fucking died, man. This is sad.
Okay, it's the police department. We need to speak to him.
Alright, well, he'll be home tomorrow. If you want to call him, come down. Is that okay?
Okay.
Where is this? New Brunswick? North Brunswick? Where is this at?
It's actually with the FBI, man.
Oh, FBI. Alright. Well, he'll be there in about tomorrow at about 12 o'clock if you want. Wait a second, one second. My husband's on.
Hello?
Is this Paul?
No, I'm his father.
Okay.
Sir?
Yep, we need to speak to Paul.
Okay, I can arrange that.
Where is he now?
I understand that either he took a trip to the shore last night, or he's on his way back with his friends. But I will definitely get him in touch with you.
Okay.
I worked with the FBI a couple of times before out of the Newark office.
Okay. All right.
That's the gotcha right there. Dude, he probably was a cop, man. He was probably a cop. The cops work with FBI frequently, man. He's probably in some sort of law enforcement or something like that. Dude, I had friends in law enforcement, dude. You think that's not normal? There's so many fucking FBI agents now. Congress just gave him like $100 billion fucking dollars or some shit.
The reason I say that, as you can see the address where you're at, it says Power of Card Meetings.
Right.
Sometimes when the Newark office had, I won't say gypsy because that's a racial epithet, but when they have issues with the Romani people, they used to get in touch with me.
Okay.
So I worked as a CI once. I could give you the...
Oh, CI, there you go. He was an informant.
The agent's number when I meet with you.
No,
I find that on the phone.
That's fine. Look, we just need to speak to your son. He's not in any trouble or anything. We just need to clear something up. And if you say he's going to be here tomorrow at noon...
You want to make a date at tomorrow and I'll be there myself too? And I know between today and tomorrow he'll call in with me. And I'll tell him what's up and he's asked to get back so we can meet with you tomorrow. Or I'll bring him in your office. Whatever you think is convenient, sir.
All right. Just trying to think this through here. So he don't know if he'll be back today, later on today?
I know he's going to get in touch with me today.
All right.
Guys, there's... man, that's bad. But... I don't know, there's so many CIs. If you don't know how the FBI operates, you're not really going to be talking to an FBI agent. What's going to happen is you're going to have CIs that watch you and talk to you, and then they report to the FBI what you're doing. So I probably have people watching me and talking with me on Steam and shit that are CIs that are basically reporting back to the FBI what I'm doing, okay? So that's what these people are, and that's what Gypsy's dad apparently used to be and is not currently one of. Confidential informant is a very low, it's like the lowest rank there is. You're basically just a rat for the FBI. You give them information reports that they take. Probably don't even get paid for it.
Maybe I could, you want to give me his cell number? Does he have a cell phone? I could call him. I could just arrange this with him.
You know something, I have to go off.
It just sounds like he used to work with the FBI a long, long time ago, and he's trying to use that to get in the good graces of these people. I mean, that's all I'm getting from this.
This phone and get it and call you right back.
Yeah, that's fine.
And I'll give you my phone number until then.
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, no, I completely agree, FBot. They definitely released this Ring video just like they did with the... just like the Ring video with Steven Crowder. Wow, imagine that. Wow, why would you ever have a fucking Ring video camera? But I agree completely. This American says, kind of fucked up, Desu. I hate niggers, but I'm not gonna taunt them for being niggers. This guy's on a phone. You could tell he's on a phone because his eyes are not capitalized. Like, if you look, this eye is not capitalized, this eye is not capitalized, so he's on a phone. He's probably on an iPhone or some shit. You said Desu, so he said TBH like a fucking Redditor. God, why do we have so many plebiters on here right now? He's a gay Jew, and they post the fucking stupid PSYOP video everyone keeps... they keep trying to push this so hard. Oh my God! 15 years ago, Handsome Truth did a gay comedy skit in a gay club. God forbid! In California. FBot says, yes, you're starting to understand and see the patterns. Fuck you, FBot. I can see 8 times more patterns than you, asshole. I can see 10 times deeper and clearer than you ever can. I'm many steps ahead of you. I'm a genius, that's why I have a show. I'm a fucking super genius. I'm always right. I see million steps ahead. Kilo says, when I talk about glowies, I attract glowies. Possibly. I definitely have informants working for the FBI that interact and talk with me, so be very careful. I know I do. They try to get me to talk about improvised firearms. I am not even joking. They try to get me to talk about improvised firearms. Like, what the fuck? No, I do not want an improvised firearm. I can go to a sporting goods store and buy a shotgun. Why the fuck do I want to build my own weapon? I don't. I can go buy a shotgun. Very, very simple. I don't need to build a fucking improvised weapon. Fuck off. Silly FBI informants, tricks are for kids. This is American says, semi-quick rundown, please. Handsome Truth gained popularity by preaching peaceful anti-Semitism, and he was sided with niggers and spics and gypsies for a while, and then he realized that niggers are bad and he'd get more donations if he spoke against niggers, so he speaks out against niggers now to get lots of donations. Rolling and flying, when the bank run stuff was happening, people are trying to get me to talk about the bank run and promote the bank run, which is illegal. And I said as much in my show. A lot of people don't know that that's illegal. I think they might have been trying to get me with that one. This American says, still blows me away, Fed shitpost here. Dude, I'm fucking rent-free, man. 4chan lives rent-free in their brain. They've taken complete control of this site because they can't... They've taken control of this site and they can't control it. Simple as. You can't take control of a wild beast. You want to know who's a Fed? Mike Enoch. Mike Enoch is a fucking Jewish Fed. You want a Nazi that's a Fed? There you go, Mike Enoch. Mike Enoch's a fucking Fed or works for the Feds or is the fucking CI. You know who was the CI? Mike Enoch. He's controlled fucking opposition, that guy. Mike Enoch names the Jew, but, I mean, he was pro-vax. They can post their threads with links on 4chan without getting banned. Just saying. They could post their threads in 4chan with the link in the main post and not get banned. Just saying. Anyone that's been on 4chan for an extended period of time knows that the main way you avoid bans is you post the link in the post after the main post. That way, they can't get you for advertising. That's how you avoid the ban. Okay, yet, every single Mike Enoch thread, striking Mike, has the links in the main post. How do they get away with it? Unless it's allowed. It's just every time they have a show, they get a thread, and the thread has links in the main post, and it never gets banned. Ever. Okay, that's controlled opposition. They are allowing that. Why is 4chan allowing that? Ask yourself. They kind of name the Jew F-bot. They kind of do. I don't know. Not really. It's a paywall show. It's dumb. This thread was moved to ban. Whatever. Next thread. Next thread while that thread dies. This is the finale of the day. We're going to talk about niggers that are livid because Democrats are replacing them with Mexicans. It's funny that 97% of this... Dude, 97% of this community voted for Joe Biden. 97%. That's called race loyalty. These niggers are fucking whipped, man. These niggers are whipped. And let's listen to these whipped niggers after they did what their masters told them to do.
All these resources that have not come to us, now you want to overly compensate for people who never lived here before, and they need to be taken care of first and foremost before anything else happens here.
Americans should be helped before immigrants. Really? But why did you vote for Biden then? Why did you vote for Biden though?
Why would any leader put our black communities already riddled with crime at further risk by placing unvetted non-taxpayers steps away from our seniors, our children, and our homes we've worked so hard on our own to secure?
We are at war, people. Our communities are at war. They are violating our communities, and we asking that.
When these people talk, don't you just get like how low their IQ is just by the way they fucking speak? I mean, I'm cussing every two syllables, and I still sound smarter than this fucking nigger, right?
We across the country, we asking and we're demanding for office of Black America, or whatever you want to call it, to deal with issues like this.
I did get placed on a wait list, but I was told that the immigrants were taking priority.
God, what a mush mouth.
That's a story that a lot of people don't know, and it hurts me. I'm like, oh, wait a minute. I understand we need to be humanitarian, but these people are third and fourth generation Chicagoan, born, bred, fed, and raised here. My grandmother, Mayrella Carrington, rest in peace.
Leave. Get the fuck out, you dumb nigger. Get the fuck out. You're taking pride in that? Run. Leave. You idiot.
I always said, Craig, charity starts at home first, always. And then it go abroad.
Politically, having a...
Look at this guy. Did this guy spray paint his hair gold? This guy spray painted his hair gold, didn't he? What the fuck?
Over 500 people in our community would completely wipe out any interest we have.
Many of these migrants have been dumped in our neighborhoods without a plan.
Our neighborhoods? What do you mean your neighborhoods? What the fuck are you? Is segregation a thing? Like, what the fuck are you talking? Your neighborhoods? Do you own them as a people or do Jews own them? I bet Jews own them. I bet you don't own them. I bet Jews own them. That's what I bet.
Place to monitor and house them long term.
I'm not selling nothing. And I keep telling people, watch that big we don't have to move.
I ain't selling nothing. We don't have to move. Run, you dumb niggers. Run. God, these fucking stubborn apes. They are fucking monkeys with the IQ of a fucking banana.
They gonna come in. If we don't sell, we gotta stand strong. And
that's right. Together.
Go stand strong. We're right. Can't lose if we don't sell. Fucking dumb niggers. This guy says, if we could find them to the same areas, they will cannibalistically murder rape each other until Chicago is literally Mordor. Dude, do it. Do it. I mean, they're already not persecuting people for gun violence in those cities, so shit. Just flood them with immigrants and illegal... Just flood the cities with illegal immigrants. Just illegal immigrants, as far as the eye could see. Niggers and illegal immigrants and homeless. And shit. Shit in the streets as far as the eye can see. God, America, beautiful. Dude, imagine being a Mexican, a Hispanic, a Spaniard, getting into this country legally after busting your ass, and now there's millions upon millions of illegal Mexicanos flooding into your town. I'd be a little mad. I'd be a little pissed. Just saying, I'd be mad. This American says they don't want, and he does it without green text. So this is a fucking new faggot. Wow, weird. He has right spacing, but not green text yet. Dude, he's welcome. 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 You're learning. You're learning. You're learning. You gotta use green text though, buddy. But you got to use green text. They don't want other races in their neighborhoods. They want to live in white neighborhoods. Why? Just because they're so uppity. I bet he hasn't said the nigger word yet. I bet he hasn't said nigger yet. I bet he hasn't popped his nigger cherry yet. Beautiful. I love seeing new blitz. Yeah, that's a show. Niggers are scared because they're getting invaded by Mexicans. Wow. You know the feeling now. It sucks, doesn't it, niggers? Doesn't it? Being fucking flooded by foreigners. Isn't it suck? Yep. Okay, well, end the show with... this.
I'm gonna tell you something. I'm Star-Lord. I formed the Guardians. Met a girl, fell in love. That girl died, but then she came back. Came back a total dick.
Oh, please. He left out some important information, but that is the gist of it.
My sacred mission
is to create the perfect society.
He didn't want to make things perfect. He just hated things the way they are.
I want you all to know that I'm grateful to fight beside my friends.
Incinerate them.
We were always searching for a family until we found each other.
Are you ready for one last ride?
Fly away together
into the forever and beautiful sky.
whoever it was that you were in love with, it sounds more like her.
Her?
That's ridiculous.
Do not bring me into this. Don't even.
Knock it off!
What?
I just never noticed how black your eyes were.
They were replaced by my father as a method of torture.
He picked a pretty set.
There you go. Okay, what I think of Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 3? What I think of it? It was good. I liked it. It was made for me. That's what it was. It was made for Lou. That movie was fucking made for me. That's what that movie was. It wasn't as good as the first two. I don't know. It wasn't as good feeling as the first two, that's for sure. This, you know what this movie was? This movie was a fuck you to Disney. This movie was a fuck you to Disney. That's what this movie was. Fuck you, Disney. Fuck you. Was the movie woke? No, not at all. Not woke at all. I'll tell you the woke parts. There's a joke in it where Mantis makes this dude fall in love with Drax so they can get past this checkpoint. It's done as a joke. She's laughing at him the whole time. It's done ironically. They're laughing at gay people. It was a laughing at gay people joke, really. It was laughing at homosexuality, which is a good thing. It was laughing at homosexuality. It was that. And Gamora's like a strong, powerful woman. That's pretty much it. But she really has no... She's the weakest... She has no influence on the story. She's like not even in the story. Dumb. So, I mean, whatever. Why was this movie a fuck you to Disney? Because the first 75% of the movie is interlaced with misery porn the entire time. The entire movie is fucking misery porn, guys. The whole movie, it's misery porn. It's amazing. The movie is... It keeps flashing back to Rocket's past. Rocket's not in the first 75% of the movie except for flashbacks. The villain of the movie is a nigger, and he is the most evil fucking nigger you have ever seen in your life. He is the eviliest nigger ever. He makes black people look bad. He makes black people look bad. That nigger makes black people look really bad. Makes them look very violent and evil. Makes black people not look good. Also, at the very end of the movie, he has like a bunch of white Aryan children in cages. It's very weird symbology, very strange symbology for the nigger to think that the nigger thinks the race that's gonna be successful and like overcome all these issues is gonna be a race of white people with blonde hair and blue eyes. I mean, there's a few niggers mixed in there probably for the execs, but I mean, it was basically a bunch of white children with a golden hair. I mean, what are those besides Aryan children he thought was a superior race? I mean, it's so weird. So we got the Aryan children in there. We got a super evil nigger. We have misery porn the entire movie. I mean, I thought it was great. Lots of fucking misery porn. So much misery porn. I love misery porn. Misery porn. When I heard my woke podcast talking about how they didn't like this movie, I knew I would like the movie because they didn't like the movie and they're woke faggots. And I know why they didn't like the movie. I know exactly why they didn't like the movie. Because the nigger is evil as fuck. The nigger is just evil. There's no redeeming qualities. There's nothing positive about him. He's just an evil nigger. He's an evil nigger. Like as evil as you could make a nigger, he's evil. He's as evil and bad and horrific as you could, like almost comically evil, like that evil. Kind of cool. I like that the nigger was so evil. The nigger was so evil. I don't know. That's the movie. It was decent. It wasn't like great. I mean, it was good. It was very good. Very good movie. Gamora was kind of out of place. I mean, there's nothing really woke in this movie, man. I mean, Gamora's like strong, but very brief moments. I mean, there's really nothing woke in this movie at all. It was they gave James Gunn, Disney, you gotta, FBI, you gotta know how this movie was made. Disney fired James Gunn over an old tweet, okay? So cancel culture got James Gunn fired from his trilogy. So he wasn't gonna be able to finish his fucking movie trilogy, okay? And so DC hired James Gunn. So now James Gunn is like the fucking lead of the entire DC universe now because he did so good with Suicide Squad that they're like, whatever, just give him everything. So James Gunn has all this power now, and then Disney comes crawling back to him on their knees, begging him to come back and make a movie for them. So he does. You think they didn't give him complete fucking control? I guarantee you that was part of the deal. He wanted complete control. So what was this movie? This movie was a fuck you to Disney, man. It is so miserable, man. It's like, it's animals in cages being experimented on. It's fucking evil nigger that's blowing up animals. You get a furry planet. And like all the furries are not, there it is weird, uncanny valley. And then he blows all of them up, dude. It's fucking weird. It is, I don't know. It's something. It's something. Lou says, I like the Dune books. My best friend gave me the first Dune book. I have it. I read the first half of it. I really don't want to read the second half because of sentimental reasons. I don't know. I think I've read the first half, not the second half. It was, Furry Planet was not good. Furry Planet was jarring and uncanny valley, and I'm kind of glad they all blew up. Just say I'm kind of glad they all blew up. I hate that the good guys always lose. What are you talking? That only happened in the... Dude, how is Joker? Dude, Joker did not lose in Joker. Joker did not lose in Joker. Joker won in Joker, dude. The ending of Joker was him reveling and winning. And then all of his people save him. They crashed the police car. What are you talking about? I love Joker. Can't wait for Joker 2. Loki was stupid. Loki's dumb and Marvel goy slop. Let's see what TV has to say about it. I hate TV, by the way. TV are a bunch of faggots. TV is one of the worst fucking boards. Wow, iDubbbz thread randomly. There's not even a thread. There's not even a fucking thread about Guardians of the Galaxy. That's how much TV gives a fuck about it. There's probably threads when it first came out 2 days ago. What the fuck? Well, that's what they think of Guardians TV. Fuck, TV is so worthless and shit. TV is so shit. That's why no one goes there, because it's shit and the Jannies are shit. Everything about it is shit. The prologue, you mean when he's in the mental institution? If you know Joker's history, though, dude, you know that that's where they had to put him. Because that's where he gets Harley, but he's in full control when he's in the mental... That's the thing with Joker, dude. You think you have him trapped. You think you're in control, but he's in control. That's the trick. It's somehow he's always in control. It's like he rides the chaos. That's the Joker. He rides the chaos effortlessly. So, I don't know. I love Joker. I love goy slop to an extent. You know me. I do my goy slop videos. I like goy slop. Whatever. The Batman games are my absolute favorite fucking video games. I love those games. The whole quadrilogy. That's the show. Please like, comment, subscribe. I love you all. Thank you for watching. That's my review for Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 3. Hope you liked the show today. That's it. Bye.
She swore that she'd be good to me. She spent my money fast and free. The sailor was our captain. He was a mighty dog. Served up to all the company a double share of grog.
No more hooch.
Say it again.
No more hooch.
Come for me.
Oh! 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 Yes. Oh! Oh! Oh. Oh.